Well, I guess let's just go ahead and call it to order, take roll call, and we'll see who's missing.
Okay. So Ms. Bright is absent. Mr. Enns?
Here.
Mr. Hammond?
Here.
Mr. Heller?
Here.
Ms. Marks?
Here.
Mr. Newton? I do not see Mr. Newton. We can check back.
Okay.
Mr. Storton?
Here.
And Mr. Burbeau?
Here.
We do have a quorum. We will check back with Mr. Newton. I might send him an email as well.
Okay, so we do have six. And as I said, so it doesn't sound like we need to bother Karen. And hopefully you see what's happening with Mr. Newton.
Recording in progress.
Yes.
Okay, with that, let's do our Pledge of Allegiance, which I have the, does anybody else have a flag and they'd like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Okay, no, I'll do it. Got the flag right here. So please join me in saluting our nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one
nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, let's see if we have any public comment for items not on the agenda.
At this time, if a member of the public wishes to make a comment, you may press the raise hand button found at the bottom of your screen, or if you're on the phone, you may press star 9. I don't see any hands for public comment.
All right, thank you. Well, the board will enter into a closed session to discuss employment of an interim executive director. And so before we do so, let's see if we have any public comment regarding that matter.
If we have any public comment for matters on closed session, you may press the raise hand button found at the bottom of your screen, or if you're on the phone, you may press star 9.
Okay.
I see nobody for public comment.
If not, we will enter into closed session, which are we doing by going into a closed chat room, or what are we?
Yeah, I have a breakout room set up.
Okay, so you'll put us in the breakout room and we will contact you. Jeff will contact you when we're ready to come out of closed session back into open session.
I think you just need to hit like the leave
room. Leave and we'll return to the main room. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's good to know. Okay, let's go ahead and depart. And this would be just the board only and council at this time. Right. Thank you. Thank you. And Mr. Ogren. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and move on to item number 6. First, before we do that, let's go to our legal counsel and report out from the closed session.
Thank you, President Barbeau. The report out of closed session is no reportable action.
Okay. Thank you. Let's now proceed to item number 6 on the agenda, which is an amendment to our independent contractor agreement with HF&H. I think to turn this over to, I guess, Patty, or is it Jeff?
Either or. Jeff, do you want to jump in, or would you like me to take this one?
Why don't you take this one, Patty?
Okay, just a reminder that we actually currently have two contracts with HF&H. One is, again, the strategic plan contract, which is almost complete, currently on hold, though, because we're still trying to finalize the direction of this agency. The next contract was a supplemental contract, which is SB 1383 special services contract. And this amendment is specifically for that contract in that it will allow Rob Hilton and his team to continue to work with the cities through their franchise agreement negotiations, as well as continue to work with the city managers and the 11 special districts to get the data they need to potentially do a Prop 218 or not. Again, that's what this extension is for that particular secondary contract.
All right, thank you, Patty. And so two things about this. One, Patty, it just effectively changes the end date from December 31st, 2021 to allow more time to carry out the current scope and within the current available funds for the contract, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then the second thing is we had a discussion as a board that in response to the request in the city resolutions that we hire an outside third party consultant to review the operations of the agency. And we had a discussion about looking to use HFNH for that. That is not included in this amendment here today, but would be an item for separate discussion at our January board meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Got it. Okay, so make sure all the board understands it in case they were searching through the contract language looking for that change. So this is really essentially an extension of the contract beyond December 31st. So with that, are there any questions from board members for staff or any comments? And then we'll see if there's public comment. Okay, so thank you. Okay, so I guess that was clear. And let's see if we have any public comment on this item.
This time, if a member of the public wishes to make a comment on item number 6 on the agenda, you may press the raise hand button found at the bottom of your screen, or if you're on the phone, you may press *9. I see no public comment.
Okay, seeing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the board for a possible motion.
This is Keith. I'll move approval of Amendment 1 of the Independent Contractor Agreement for Special Services with HFNH.
Hammond seconds.
Okay, we have a motion by Keith Storton, second by John Hammond. Any discussion? Let's call the roll.
Mr. Storton.
Yes.
Mr. Hammond.
Aye.
Ms. Bright is absent. Mr. Enns. Robert, I think you're muted.
I think you're right. Yes.
Yes, on Mr. Enns. Mr. Heller?
Yes.
Ms. Marks?
Yes.
And Mr. Newton is still absent. I have not heard back from him either. And finally, Mr. Burbeau?
Yes.
Motion passes. 6 okay. Yes, 2 absent.
Got it. Thank you. Okay, then we will move on to item number 7, appointment of Pava Ogren as agency consultant. It's on page 20, the packet, staff report, et cetera, is on page 27 of our agenda packet. We'll turn this over to Mr. Minery.
Thank you, President Barbeau, directors of the board. Item number 7 is regards to the appointment of Mr. Ogren as a consultant. This is a limited term engagement. With the intent that Mr. Ogren would work under this consulting agreement on a specific scope of work identified in the consultant agreement attached until your next board meeting, your next regular board meeting in January 12th, 2022. There is one correction I'd like to make on 4.1. It says IWMA agrees to pay consultant $96.33 for the performance. That is actually $96.33 per hour. So if the consultant agreement is approved today, I would suggest the motion include as amended. And with that, the reason for this being on as a consulting agreement is that the board has expressed interest in engaging Mr. Ogren as an interim executive director. However, matters of executive compensation need to be discussed during a regular meeting, not a special meeting. So that is why we are handling it in the way it is presented today. With that, I'll answer any questions.
Okay, does any member of the board have any questions regarding this? Okay.
Go ahead, John. Charles, yeah. Could I ask a question of Charles directly?
Sure.
Is Charles available?
Sure.
Yeah, Charles, thank you for coming and to become an interim here and our willingness to.
Or you meant to Pavo. I'm sorry. You said you have, can you ask a question to Charles? You meant Pavo.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of Pavo.
Yeah.
My question
is online and it's okay with me if you ask him a question.
Yeah, we'll call him anything there. But Pablo, I mean, what is your thought here in the first few weeks on board as far as your plan to, in particular with relationships to the cities and CSDs?
Well, certainly to, first off, I want to verify that you can hear me.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Okay, good. Certainly, you know, do immediate outreach to the city managers and the staff of both the cities and the special districts in order to get their input. I actually already had lunch yesterday with, you know, one of the local agency representatives. So to follow up on that, as well as initial outreach to the industry itself, the haulers, and staff at IWMA, I think that, you know, this interim agreement to give me the opportunity to do reading and, you know, to catch up on what the current approach is for IWMA and do that outreach is going to be really important. And then if your board acts in January to appoint me, my approach would be to really focus on developing the budget, because the questions associated with the development of the budget are the same questions associated with how are the programs going to be implemented, what kind of staffing levels are necessary, what kind of options are necessary. So I don't want to portray that budget drives decisions, but the budget is a very good tool because those same questions for the budget are going to be necessary to address how future programs and staffing are going to work. And of course, the justification needed to the local agencies on any of the Prop 218 efforts that the cities and the special districts are going to need to undertake.
I'm thinking the same thing. The rate studies that all those agencies have to do is going to be critical moving forward with 1383. And again, the connection between IWMA and the different cities are going to be really, really important. So reaching out, I think, is a first step that we all definitely need to do, and certainly work with you in direction, you know, what we need to see and what feedback we're going to have, you know, from our constituents as well. So yes. Good. Thank you for coming on board, Baba.
Thank you.
John, any further questions from other board members?
I do, please, Charles.
Now, Keith, go ahead.
Pavo, thank you so much for being here. And John, I appreciate you asking that question because I think that direction is exactly where we need to go. Pavo, I know you talked to the executive board previously, and you have a lot of important work to do moving forward. And I think that needs to be the focus, but I think there's going to be some unfortunate focus on the IWMA, just as we're going through some of these transitions and our difficulty of our past, and certainly the situation that happened with you a few months back when we were working through the county. Can you just tell us and reassure us how we all will be working together moving forward in this direction? And that past stuff needs to go behind us, but unfortunately, that attention will be placed on us. And how will you work through that?
Yes, certainly. I think that, you know, the importance of minimizing the disruptions that might face IWMA and especially decisions that your board needs to make, minimizing those disruptions are going to be very important. And I think that, you know, when we reflect a little bit on the past, and, you know, whomever might ask questions, whether it's constituents or members of the media, there's a lot of good things that have happened. It was a controversial time at that, you know, several months ago, but IWMA is now establishing, you know, its new direction and to focus on moving forward with implementing the programs and making really sure that IWMA is serving the needs of the cities and the special districts as well as the constituents. And so, you know, minimizing the discussions of what the past was, there's to some extent, whenever things get tense like that, I tend to believe that it's because there's multiple valid points of view. And, you know, we might not always agree on everybody's points of view, but those points of views have already been expressed. Our local agency leaders have made the decisions on how to move forward, and now this is the time to do that.
Great. Thank you for that. That's a very thoughtful response. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Any further questions from the board? Okay, if not, let's see if we have any public comment on this item.
At this time, a member of the public wishes to make a comment. You may press the raise hand button found at the bottom of your screen, or if you're on the phone, you may press star 9. I see no hands raised.
All right, thank you. We'll bring it back to the board then for a possible motion.
I would like to move the staff recommendation. This is Jan Marks.
Okay.
I'd like to second that.
And the contract as amended.
Thank you.
I think the first voice I heard there was Roberts. So we will go with motion by Jan Marks, second by Robert Enns. Do we have any discussion? If not, let's call the roll.
Excuse me. Ms. Marks.
Yes.
Mr. Enns.
Yes.
Ms. Bright is absent. Mr. Hammond.
Aye.
Mr. Heller.
Yes.
And Mr. Newton is absent. Mr. Storton.
Yes.
And Mr. Brabeau.
Yes.
Motion passes 6 yes, 2 absent.
Okay, with that, we are ready to move on to our next thing on the agenda, which is any discussion of future agenda items. I have two things to bring up. One is that we will be having our second ad hoc committee meeting for revisions to the JPA. And I believe that's scheduled for January 6th, but I'm gonna ask the clerk or Patty to verify that for me.
Let me just double check real quickly.
Patty's nodding yes, but yeah, please give the time too, if you could.
You bet, give me just one sec here. 11 a.m., yes, 11 a.m. On January 6th, Thursday.
Okay, and we had, Jeff had prepared a draft revision to the JPA to incorporate the comments from the first ad hoc committee meeting. So that's been sent out to all the city and general managers. And I assume we sent that out to the full board. So if anybody has any comments, if not, we need to do that. And you know, we thought earlier, you know, the cities were like, hey, you guys need to do this quickly. Thought about trying to have a meeting even before the holidays, but that seemed like too rushing it. And that, you know, the commentary back would have been, that's too fast, we don't have time to look at it. So, you know, we think we've demonstrated, amply demonstrated, you know, a good faith effort of jumping on this issue and you know, forming the committee meeting, accepting input, et cetera, that it was okay to push it to after the holidays and still do it fairly quickly. So that'll be January 6th. So what that means is, you know, I would not expect that we would have it, in a fully revised format to bring to the January 12th full board meeting. But I think we're still on track for revising a JPA in light speed in government terms. So that's where that's at. And then also we're slated to have our second meeting with HF&H and the city and general managers regarding the rate setting report. And I'm forgetting what day that is set for. It's also in the first week of January, is it not?
It is.
And what do you know, do you recall, the date and time?
It's January 4th. Hang on just a second. Let me look to make sure.
And that, by the way, is not a board meeting or executive committee meeting or special committee meeting. That is primarily with, you know, the consultant, meeting with the city and general managers to explain things, but I did listen in on the last one, and I would expect, and of course Patty was, and staff was involved and stuff. So, but I'm sorry, say that again, Patty, when it is?
January 4th, 2 p.m.
January 4th, 2 p.m. Okay, so those are two important meetings that will occur between now and our next full board meeting on January 12th. And what this means is that I will go all of next week without having an IWMA meeting. So that might be a first for a while. I'm not sure. Anyway, does anybody else have anything else to add regarding future agenda items?
Yeah, Charles, I think I've asked this before. I'm not sure Patty or if it's Barbara, whoever makes the agendas up. I'd sure like to see at the end of our agendas, the next meeting, you know, date certain meetings that we have coming up. It's always nice to have that in written form for public, not only public, but for us too. I rely on that a lot. So, you know, I'm going to make sure that we get my calendar set up properly too. But anyway, I know for sure our next meeting is on the 12th, right?
Right. And that's a good point, John, that Under this, so for staff, under this future agenda items or future agenda or future agenda items, it would be good to list the, you know, the next three regular board meeting dates and any, you know, in the next three executive committee meeting dates and any special meetings that are occurring. Because like this meeting with HF&H and the city and general managers, you're all invited to listen into that. It's not a formal board meeting in any way, but it's a good meeting for you to be aware of.
That was on Tuesday at 2 o'clock.
So staff, if we could do that in the future of lists on here, the next three, you know, full board meetings, executive committee meetings, and any special meetings that are occurring.
Good. That's all I had. Thank you, Charles.
Okay. Anybody else have any discussion of future agenda items?
Oh, real quickly, I am in the process of working with Civic Clerk as we speak. We started last week and we are implementing the change to the agenda to list those meetings. So that should go into effect with the next agenda.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, anybody else? Okay, if not, we will adjourn the meeting and say everybody have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Hard to believe it's going to be 2022 already. Uh-huh. Say stay safe out there.
Like
that. Yeah,
definitely.
Thank you,
Charles. Bye, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Recording stopped.